KKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Father,
thank you.
We thank you now,
thank you.
For another opportunity,
thank you.
To share the unsearchable riches of thy gospel.
Thank you.
We pray this morning that your word might fall upon fertile ground,
yes.
That it may bring forth fruit, 30, 60, 100-fold. Hide me behind the cross this morning. Let them not see me, but let them see you. Roll me down within the deep depths of the revelation of this thy word, that when thy people depart from this place, let it be said that surely the Lord was in this place. It is in the matchless name of Jesus we do pray. And the people of God said, Amen. For those of you who have your Bibles, we ask that you return to the book of Ruth, chapter 1. The book of Ruth is right behind Judges. The book of Ruth, this very small book of the Bible, consisting of only four chapters. And if you're able to, we ask that you would stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. When we go to the courthouse, we stand for the judge when he makes his entrance. But there is a judge who sits high and who looks low, and his name is Jesus. And he deserves our reverence as well. Amen. Ruth, chapter 1, starting at verse, we're going to say 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. For wherever thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death apart, you and me. In which she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her. Then she left speaking unto her. So they two went and came unto Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come into Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara. For the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. Catch this now. I went out full, but the Lord has brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing that the Lord has testified against me? The Almighty hath afflicted me. So Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law with her, which returned out of the country of Moab, and they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of the barley harvest. You may be seated in the presence of our Lord. I'm going to try not to hold you too long this morning. But I want to use for a subject from which to preach. Yeah. Traveling.
Yeah, that's right.
From tragedy.
Yeah.
Through trust.
Yeah.
To triumph.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe y'all heard me.
Yeah.
Traveling.
Traveling.
I said traveling.
That's right.
When you're traveling, you're passing through. From tragedy through trust to triumph. Sometimes tragedy has a way of sneaking up on us. Tragedy can sucker punch us when we are not ready. Oh, we don't have our hands up. Tragedy can and will knock on the door of your house and your life unannounced and uninvited. I dare to say that anybody who walked into Mount Triumph this morning, you prayed, God, give me my share of tragedy. Yet when we least expect tragedy, it shows up in our lives. Many times tragedy can be so extreme, so chaotic, so devastating, so debilitating, so dazed and disorientating to us that it can leave one numb, one in shock, one confused, one wondering what to do when you really don't know what to do. Sometimes tragedy can be so tough that some people have gone through trials and gone through tribulation, have gone through this and gone through that. And when they come out, they feel hopeless. They feel depressed. And they feel like they have to question God and ask the Lord, Lord, why me? Lord, why my child? My husband, my mother, my father. Lord, why me? Oh, when tragedy comes, we look for answers as to why God permits tragedies in our lives. Oh, but can I help somebody this morning? The Bible does not always provide us with a complete answer to why God allows bad things to happen to good people. But what the Bible does is that it tells you that he'll give you hope when you feel hopeless. He'll lift you up when you're feeling down. He'll bring you out and bring you through when a good man falls. Yea, seven times the Bible said he shall. I wish I had a helper this morning. Lift you up. The Bible tells us that no matter how encompassing the trial, the tribulation, the tragedy, the last word for the Christian is always triumph. The last word for the Christian is always triumph. This is Mount Triumph Baptist Church, isn't it? I wish I had somebody who could testify, who could look back at the old school. You see, this name 118 years ago, somebody or some group of former slaves and slave owners said, let's name our church Mount Triumph. Why? Because I've been through the storm. I've been through the rain. I know what it's like to cross the Atlantic being handcuffed and chained like an animal. I've lost some people along the way. I've lost my identity. I've been robbed of my wealth. I've been robbed of my language. I've been robbed of my, but I'm still here because God has called me to triumph. I've survived Jim Crow. I've survived segregation. I've survived lynching and mobbing. I've survived a cotton field. But God has took us from an outhouse, and he got a man by the name of Barack Obama. He's in the White House. He has caused me to triumph. I told you the last word is always triumph. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what's going on in your life. But the last word is always triumph. But you got to trust him in order to triumph. Go with me if you will, and let's take a journey in this Old Testament saint's life called Naomi. She experiences a triple portion of tragedy. But she travels from tragedy to trusting, and she finds a way to triumph. Her story is in the book of Ruth. She is coming home the hard way. Don't y'all go quiet on me and get holy on me, because all of us have sometime been somewhere we shouldn't have been, and we had to come home the hard way. I want to give you 3 points and we out of here. I want to talk about her arrival into Bethlehem, her announcement to Bethlehem, and her anointed answer that was awaiting her when she made it to Bethlehem. Point number one, verse 19, her arrival. The trip from Moab to Bethlehem would have only taken her 7 to 10 days. It would have required that Naomi and Ruth to cross the Jordan.
Jordan River, it would have required them to walk up an elevated space of 2,000 feet above sea level to reach Bethlehem. But notice, if you will, what we don't hear. We don't hear the recorded conversation between these two ladies as they walked day after day, mile after mile. They had lost their husband. One had lost a husband and two children, but yet they're walking there, making their way back home the hard way. Ruth
is only one of two women in all the Bible that has a book named after her. The other one is Esther. Ruth is one of only three women who are named in the genealogy. Let me correct that, Brother Frank. One of three women of color. Y'all catch that one. That is named in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. You see, the other ones being Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite, and Rahab, the former prostitute. Y'all gonna go with me in a minute. She's named in the genealogy of Jesus the Christ. I believe that God names them in the genealogy of Jesus to show you it don't matter where you come from. The only thing that matters is where you're going to. Coming home the hard way. She left Bethlehem to escape a famine. But when she got to Moab, she could not escape death. They had outlived the famine, but her husband and her two sons could not outlast, outlive, or outrun death. She had left Bethlehem a wife, but when she returned, she was a widow. She had left Bethlehem a mother of two, but when she returned, she was motherless. She had left Bethlehem filled with promise and potential, but when she returned with problems. She had left Bethlehem full of joy, but when she returns full of sadness. When she left Bethlehem, she had left prosperous and rich and blessed, but when she returns penniless and poor, one situation after another, one problem after another. This is how she arrives back to Bethlehem, which is in Judea. Judea means praise. There was always praise in Bethlehem. But when she returned, there was no praise in her heart. You see, anytime you walk out of the will and the word and the way of God, no matter how enticing it may be, when you get away from where the praise of God is, you are in trouble. There was no praise in her heart. She returned to a city where God is exalted and honored. Bethlehem was the city of God's people. It was the city of God's presence. But most of all, it was the city of God's provisions. In Moab, she was away from God's people. In Moab, she was away from God's presence. In Moab, that which she left Bethlehem with was all dried up, and she lacked proper provisions. Why? Because she had left the presence
the people of God. But when she returns, she experiences God's presence. She experiences God's provisions. And she experiences fellowship with God's people. She comes back home, trying to help you see this lady. She is bereaved. She is burdened. She is bewildered. And she is in a tragedy, a whirlwind of one thing after another. And the people ask the question, if you follow the text carefully, is this Naomi? Some things you can go through that won't leave you looking the same way. Won't leave you talking the same talk about Jesus. Won't leave you thinking the same thing. So the crowd who knew her then saw her now, and they asked the question, is this Naomi? I see her arrival a little more clear now. Point number two, her announcement to Bethlehem. Because she had endured one blow after another, one tragedy after another, one funeral after another, she has no answer. The townspeople are looking at her. Her business is spread all around town. Y'all know how y'all do sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, we know.
Don't act too old on me now. Girl such and such and came back home from Detroit. Do you see how bad she looked? She could have stayed home to look like that. She left here. She was doing better than that. I wouldn't have left to go to Dallas. I wouldn't have left to go to New Orleans. I wouldn't have left to go to Los Angeles. I wouldn't have left to go to Philadelphia, Alabama, to come back looking like that. When she left, she had provision. But now she done returned home. She looked bad. She smelled bad. She don't have a helper. She done lost everything.
Y'all know how y'all, how church folk can be. We can be cruel sometimes. You see, a problem is a problem. It's a matter of prayer, long as it is our house. But when it get outside of my house and it get into your house, it's no longer a matter of prayer. It is gossip.
So, to answer her critics, her announcement to Bethlehem, she says this here, the hand of the Lord has gone forth against me. The Almighty has dealt bitterly with me. Call me no more Naomi, which means pleasant, but call me Mara, which means bitter. She spoke of God's providence. She said that she acknowledged that God was the Almighty, that God was in control of the universe, things above and things below, that nothing could happen without God's hand and God's knowledge in it. She acknowledges God's providence. She also spoke of God's punishment. But she says this here. She blames God for all of her troubles. I know we don't do that. She and her husband were wealthy when they left. But when she returns, she's empty. But the thing, when you read the text that you discover in verse 20 and 21, she admits, I went out. I made the decision to go into Moab. I made the decision to walk away from God's presence and God's provision and God's power and God's people. I went out. But yet she has the audacity to blame God for what I did. Can I tell you something else, Mount Triumph? God's plan, if you notice, when she was in God's place of blessing, Bethlehem, is to fill you up. But when you get into your own will, trying to travel your own road, trying to create your own way, you're going to end up just like Ruth and Naomi end up. You're going to come back home empty.
Yeah, with God. God,
with God, all things are possible with him. Without him, nothing is possible. God's plan is to fill you up, but the devil's plan is to empty you out. I see her arrival. I see her announcement. Now, let's examine her appointed answer. You see, the Bible says she admitted to call me bitter, Myra. Isn't it strange that we can go through tragedy, trials, and know who God is, but yet confess some of the craziest things out of our mouths? Can I call Job's wife to the witness stand? Job went through his trial. Job went through his tragedy. And Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But his wife said, curse God and die. Curse him and die. So she's speaking out of her mouth. I'm not blessed anymore. I'm bitter. So don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Myra, for I am bitter. Sometimes circumstances in life can cripple your confidence. They can make you give up on hope and turn your back on God and forget it was God who brought you where you are up until the present moment that you're in anyhow. You see, she couldn't see the blessings all around her. Can I tell you something? No matter how tragic your trials are, no matter how frustrating the moment and difficult the hour, no matter how discouraged you are, even in your lion's den of life, God is there. Even when you go through the fiery furnaces of life, he's the fourth man in the fire. He's always there. How do you know he's there? Because the word said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. God is there. But sometimes tragedies can be so overwhelming that we can forget that even when we're going through what we're going through, he is there. She couldn't see her blessings.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez.